It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. You believe these characters? Way out of line, way out of line. Ridiculous.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike will be joining us in a moment. We want to say thanks to James at Fast Signs of Fairfax. They've really helped us out with all of our signs and signage needs. You can call them at 703-352-6200. And Colorworks hooks us up every time when it comes to T-shirts. They are the best. Colorworks Promotions in Kensington. You can call James at 301-933-3559 or go online to colorworkspromotions.com. We're all very excited because Morgan Freeman is improving after his car accident this week.
Yeah, had, good news.
Had surgery and I guess some nerve damage, and apparently it went well. He's up walking around, and we have the incredible good fortune of having an audio hookup.
Oh, that's great.
With the
news.
Hospital this afternoon. So let's
and we have a door.
Step into the hospital room. Be very quiet.
Mr. Freeman.
Mr. Freeman.
Morgan.
Sorry to disturb you, sir.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Morgan Freeman. It's Rob Spiewak with the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who is this on the line?
It's Rob Spiewak and Buzz Burbank with the
I'm not sure how long I can talk with you.
Why?
I'm in a great deal of pain.
What happened?
I had a car accident.
Yes.
Oh, we heard.
I rolled
that.
The car over into the goddamn ditch.
You sound strong.
You do
Don't
sound
you understand?
Strong.
I rolled my car into the goddamned ditch.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Nissan. A 97 Nissan.
Now, I have a question.
Was
about
it a Maxima or an Altima? I forgot.
It was a Maxima.
Thank you, Buzz. Hello.
Now, why were you driving?
Oh, my God. My arm is so sore. The pain I'm feeling is very disturbing. I'm not sure that I can stand it much longer. What can I do for you?
I wanted to ask about the car.
The car? Why are you so damned concerned about the car?
Because the car...
When I was simply driving, you should be concerned about me.
Well,
I'm an effing movie star.
We know.
But the car belongs to the lady who was in the car with you.
Yes, I know. The lady is a friend.
Yeah,
that is all she is. That is all I am going to say she is.
Okay.
I know that there are controversies.
How are things with your wife, Myrna?
Myrna's doing fine.
Is she?
Yes, we've been together for a long time.
She's...
Are you insinuating something?
Just don't get so worked up.
You're really...
No. Oh, now, Rob, see what you've done. You've upset him.
There I know.
What happened?
I had some gas.
That was gas?
Unfortunately, that was gas that I had to tend to. Now I'm feeling much more relaxed. I'm here to tell both of you.
Right.
I was in a very nasty car accident. I don't remember everything that happened.
Tell me what you remembered.
All I know is that my reflexes were too aggressive.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I turned the wheel to the left and then to the right.
Mm-hmm. To the what?
To the left and to the right.
I see.
And unfortunately, due to my very strong arm, I turned the wheel too severely.
He's upset himself. Code blue.
We're going to need the paddles.
Code blue.
Oh, my God. There we are.
Again with that.
I felt better that
funny
time.
Funny how gas sets that
no,
off.
No, I'm just tired. You know, when you're a big movie star, I've been in the business for quite some time.
Who are you?
I'm Morgan Freeman, you ass.
I know, I know.
Why do you keep asking me who I am? This is not some sort of silly test.
I want to make sure you're all right.
I swear to God, I tell you, half the nurses in this school can't hardly read.
It's a hospital, Morgan.
I don't understand.
Now, I have a question.
Mr. Spiewak, ask your question.
What hospital are you in?
I don't know. I was taken unconscious to the hospital, and unfortunately, I seem to be dropping out of consciousness right now.
Stay with us.
Oh, my.
Nurse,
oh, God.
We need you back in here.
Oh, here we are. Oh, these hospital gowns. Oh,
you gave us a scare.
Oh, there, I'm back. I'm back. Why are people so goddarn concerned about my car accident when they should be paying attention to my movies?
All I'm saying is that if you're in a hospital, chances are there's a pretty good dermatologist there.
Oh, and now you're going to talk about the skin tags on my face.
While you're
are you going to deal with my moles again, boy?
You look just spotty.
If I could come out of this hospital, then I'd slap you silly.
I understand.
I would slap you silly, and I'd slap all of you silly.
Do you have a favorite nurse here at the hospital?
Yes, I have a favorite nurse.
Who?
As a matter of fact, just this afternoon, she gave me a lovely sponge bath.
Really? Who was it?
Her name's Nurse Betty.
Nurse Betty.
Nurse Betty. Looking a lot like Renee Zellweger.
Huh. How do you feel when she comes in the room?
I feel very, very excited. In fact, she just walked by the hallway. Oh, pretty girl. Oh. Oh.
Nurse.
Oh.
Betty.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear gosh. Oh,
Betty, get in here.
Fire the gun. There we are.
Wait, how'd that get in
here? I don't know. Oh, my. I have a wonderful doctor who, if I could take the time to tell you exactly my doctor's name,
sure.
I would appreciate a plug for him.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
If you ever have any broken bones or you've suffered any kind of trauma, I recommend Dr. Andy Dufresne.
Oh, he's good.
Andy Dufresne.
Dr. Dufresne.
I don't remember the accident, but I can tell you about my surgery earlier today.
What do you remember about it?
Andy Dufresne went into my elbow.
He's your surgeon.
And he dug it away, and then he crawled through 300 yards of foul-smelling awfulness to repair my injured elbow. Mm-hmm. And now I'm happy to say that I have total use of my arm again.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor that I read on the internet that you're going to turn this into a new movie?
I plan to tell this entire story, not only the fact that I was involved in an automobile accident, but also the fact that the media has sensationalized what is simply a car wreck.
Well,
and that means they can hardly read. Oh,
you've upset yourself, sir. Here. I don't think we need to call the nurse.
I'm seeing stars. I'm seeing Nurse Betty. Oh, gosh, I was taking my friend, my lady friend.
Lady friend.
Myrna?
Driving slowly
along your wife.
A back road at night.
Mm-hmm. At night?
I was driving along a back road at night.
At night.
And I was taking my friend to the Piggly Wiggly.
Wasn't it between 8 and 10 o'clock?
It was between 8 and 10 o'clock. What does that matter? Why are you acting so accusatory?
I'm not accusing anybody.
You're acting accusatory, and
don't
I will not take
up.
It anymore.
Don't
You're
get
really
worked
driving
up.
Me insane
don't
now.
Get worked up.
Oh! Oh, my balls.
This time, it's
here we
his
are.
Bone.
I'm glad to be back.
What? I guess a flat line
Help
for each
me.
One of them.
Oh. And now, don't upset me any further. I've just had major surgery.
We're worried about you.
We are.
It was a very simple drive, and unfortunately, there was a little ice on the road.
It's
That's
the
story.
Of summer.
It's August.
That is the story I'm sticking with. Would you like to hear the story or not, for Christ's sake?
I'd like to hear
you
it.
Tell the truth.
Well, it was simple. We left at about 8 o'clock.
Yes.
We were going to the Piggly Wiggly.
Right.
My companion and I...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's her name again?
I don't remember.
Damaris. How is
Damaris? No, it's not. It's Daisy.
Okay.
She was in the back of the car.
He's loopy.
And we were actually driving quite slowly. But I like to drive Daisy slowly because if I do
Damaris.
So, she will reward me at the end of the life expectancy of the car by giving me the damn car. That's why I've received a 58 Cadillac, a 67 Cadillac, and a 77 Cadillac.
Beautiful stuff.
I'm very, very happy.
Are you a good driver?
And then one of my housekeepers was actually shucking peas when she collapsed and died.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that
you
was...
You know her. She was Florida Evans.
I was going to say, it's Mrs.
It was
Mrs.
a long
Evans.
Time. I must tell both of you, though.
Yes, Mr. Freeman.
Car accidents, my boys, are no fun.
Well,
no.
We didn't think so.
And the thing is, as that car was rolling along and I was drifting in and out of consciousness, I actually prayed to God. And you know whose face I saw?
Who?
Mine! It was spectacular. It really was. I was happy.
Haven't lost your sense of humor.
You haven't lost yours, Buzz Burbank. If I could crawl out of my hospital bed, I'd shake my ass in my hospital gown, and I'd pull every curly hair out of your head. Do you understand me?
You know, what about him?
What I do?
What about him?
He can barely read.
He can barely read. That's right. What I plan to do is walk down the hallways of this hospital with a baseball bat. Make sure the...
You're not going anywhere, Mr. Freeman. You need to rest.
Look, I've already given you as much time as I can possibly give you.
I'd like to close with a suggestion.
What is the suggestion you have for
me? If
you
do turn this incident into a movie, I have a title for you.
What would that be?
Kick the Bucket List.
You're a smartass.
You're going to upset him.
And also, it reminds me that you're also a member of the clan,
that's
you son
true.
Of a bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm
yeah.
going to come and
that.
Visit you in your sleep, and I'll pull one of those beard hairs. And you know what I'll do? I'll get tweezers from the hospital, and I'll go up inside your right nostril and pull out all your nose hairs. How would you like that, big boy?
If you have tweezers, you shouldn't start with me.
Well, listen, I must be going now. I'd like to say I've had a fantastic time.
You must be exhausted.
I've enjoyed all of my time here, and I wish I could spend more time.
Mr. Freeman.
Wine. Fine. Andy Dufresne. Miss Daisy.
Rob, we better go.
Good night. Goodbye, all.
Goodbye. I'm worried about him.
I am, too.
I thought he sounded pretty good.
I'm very concerned.
He's still feisty. He is.
Oh, feisty's not the word.
Terrifying is what it is. Hope he pulls through.
We all do, Mike. We
Stop
all
picking
do.
On him. He's 71 years old, for God's sake.
We love him. We'd never pick on him.
You know, I mean, who cares about the ladies?
Exactly.
71 years old. Myrna will get over
it. Do what he wants.
No problem at all. All right.
I don't think Myrna's any stranger to it.
You think so?
Myrna Freeman?
Myrna
He's been
Freeman.
Banging others ever since he was Easy Reader.
You know, it all comes full circle. The first name of the guy that worked on my computer today was Freeman.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Freeman Nerdnick. All right, Buzz.
Freeman Morgan.
Time for our last look at the wonderful world of Buzz Burbank. And here he is.
Well, thank you. Experts on the economy are watching closely the McDonald's value meal. It's our canary in the coal mine.
Really?
Economists have already seen higher fuel and corn prices push the rest of our wholesale food prices through the roof. And
corn!
When those higher costs show up in an all-beef patty in your neighborhood, that means the higher costs are showing up simultaneously in all other retail foods. Some economists think the value meal at McDonald's might be an endangered species because of the economy.
I love that value meal.
Some McDonald's have removed already the double cheeseburger from their dollar menu. That's the first sign of the apocalypse.
I will tell you this. Yes.
Help!
Since I started my diet, I can't do the McDonald's.
Right.
I have the curly fries only once.
Good no,
thank you, Ken.
That double cheeseburger for $1, that's the bargain of bargains.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll bring it back when things stabilize, but
Let's hope.
Now... They're taking it away.
And other locations have just started selling the double cheeseburger with just one slice of cheese instead of two.
Well,
that
then
doesn't
it's
matter.
Really not a double.
Well, it's
then.
A double burger. It's just not with double
oh,
cheese.
Oh, go, you know, bring your own slice of cheese if it matters to you that much,
then
for Christ's sake.
They have to call it a cheese double burger.
But I love McDonald's, Rob.
Me too.
Yes,
we
and
all
so
do.
Does Buzz. We all do.
We all
it's
do.
Just the best.
And what
Fine sponsor.
What McDonald's
Thank God.
Is trying to do here is avoid a price increase. So
right.
we support that,
yes,
certainly.
Yes.
And what does it tell you, though, to hear that JetBlue has started charging $7 for pillows.
Yeah, I read this the other day.
Do you get
day.
To keep them?
Yeah, you do. That's true of any airline, though.
You know, I didn't know you could keep the
don't
pillows.
Give those back.
Well, haven't we had stories, though, regarding the airlines where those pillows that they give you for free are filled with spooge and bugs and germs
I'm
and crap?
I'm a drooler, so...
Rob gets
I got
the,
that pillow.
It's the yellow-stained pillow. But seriously, the pillows that they give you for free on the airlines,
right, or
are they weren't even sanitized,
no,
right?
No, they're mostly paper products now, and they all come with fresh cases, and many times I think the whole thing is fresh, and it comes in a sealed plastic bag.
They put it in a sealed plastic bag, but I don't think they clean it.
I thought that sealed plastic bag was the pillowcase.
That was the vomit bag.
Oh, okay. I see now.
Meanwhile, by the way, the Dow today closed up like 300 points on news of the lower oil prices we've been seeing lately. So that's encouraging, and I didn't want to keep the good news from
Well,
you.
The thing about that is that has been happening over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and
right.
it happens one day, and then you know they have another like 3 days of crap, and then
right.
it jumps up again. I just hope there's some sort of turnaround. I don't see light at the end of the tunnel, and when you see who's that guy that rolls his sleeves up and has hysterical fits? Jim Cramer.
Right.
When you hear that guy talking in a negative way that kind of freaks me out because he's always been
positive.
He's been a guy that says there's light at the end of the tunnel
right.
and he doesn't sound too optimistic lately.
Would you like to have him on this program?
I'd
love to talk to him.
Beth Ann, book Jim Cramer. We'd love to get him on and I hope he has a meltdown. He's the guy that absolutely went bat-ass on Ben Bernanke, you know, when a lot of brokers were losing their jobs.
Yeah.
Let's hook him up to a heart monitor.
That'd be wonderful. Or send him down to the Viking exotic resorts.
He'll need that.
He spent $175,000 over the last 3 years.
Hey, welcome back, Mr. Cramer.
Meanwhile, back at the pump, one woman is suing to recover the money she spent on wasted fuel while just sitting in a construction zone. Carol Greenberg says
Gold.
There were no signs warning about the work on southbound I-275 in a Michigan town that's about a half hour north of Toledo, Ohio.
We actually have her here if you'd like to
talk
to her.
Oh, really? Oh,
that's
yes.
wonderful.
What's your name again?
Carol Greenberg.
Oh, she's right.
Hi, Carol.
Hello.
Welcome.
My time is valuable.
Can you put a price on it?
You can put a price on it consistent with quality.
Mm-hmm. Who are you?
I'm Carol Greenberg, and I was sitting in traffic for over 45 minutes, mm-hmm. which burns that's all right. of the fuel mm-hmm. that I have.
And it's not like they're giving it away.
That's right. If I'm going to drive through your construction site, you yes. have to take into account the fact that my time
yes,
is money.
Yes,
all
that's
right?
true.
Mm-hmm. When I'm driving, my fuel costs come foist.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Prius.
Do you really?
Oh, yes, I do.
Did you get a deal on it?
Actually, well, I used to drive mm-hmm. a Cadillac DeVille.
Of course you
then
did.
Then I switched to the Prius, well, and good, I did receive a you. Wonderful bargain. Mm-hmm. What are you insinuating?
Not at all. Before you go,
yes?
How are things at your father's department store?
Greenberg's?
Yes.
It's wonderful. And the law firm's doing, too.
Good.
Yes, we're doing gangbusters.
Say hi to Betterman for me.
I will. Take Carol, care of yourself.
Carol Greenberg.
Hello.
Special guest.
And if, goodbye.
If there had been signs, Carol says she would have chosen a more fuel-efficient route. Instead,
Carol.
She says she spent nearly an hour idling in construction traffic. So, she's
Oh, tough S.
She's suing the state highway officials to get her $16 worth of gas money back.
Well, she's being very reasonable, I think.
I think so, too. The Michigan it's Department
like
of
2 gallons.
Transportation, however, says it does not reimburse drivers for time, wages, or gas that are lost in construction zone backups.
1 hour I've been in this traffic zone.
Can you put a value on that?
Hey, you guys want to hear Cher's calling back, gentlemen?
Oh, good.
Is this the same Cher we talked to before? It's nice that you've gotten through twice on the show today, Cher. What are you going to tell us about the pillows?
Oh, my God. I work for a train, and they have these pillows that they do not replace the pillows. The little paper covers on them get replaced once a day. That's true. But the pillows are there forever.
So if I'm going to ride the auto train, which I plan to do probably soon,
I bring my
own pillow?
Please bring your own pillow. And if you get a sleeper, bring your own blanket. Because the blankets get washed maybe once a month.
Oh!
Thank you, Cher. Thanks for the call. We appreciate
it. Thanks for sharing.
Ugh.
So why is the Republican National Committee sending tire gauges to reporters?
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, Rob.
To call attention to what it calls Barack Obama's energy plan, which stresses...
That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous.
It stresses, among other things, alternative energy. Rush Limbaugh and company, however, are having a field day with Obama's attempt to motivate Americans to help cut our dependence on foreign oil.
There are things that you can do individually, though, to save energy. Making sure your tires are properly inflated. Simple thing. But we could save all the oil that they're talking about getting off drilling. If everybody was just inflating their tires and getting regular tune-ups, you can actually save just as much.
Time Magazine Online today reports that by airing up tires and tuning up engines, if all Americans did that, it would cut gas consumption by 7%.
That significant?
That significant. As much as we would gain by additional offshore drilling.
That's pretty amazing. That is an amazing statistic.
So says Time. The Obama campaign, meanwhile, says donations are up, as they are each time their candidate is attacked through political ads.
I'm John McCain. And I approve this message.
Hey, I like that little...
Yeah, you know, that's how it aired.
Really? That's actually on the commercial itself.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Obama campaign deposited $100,000 in donations yesterday, a third of which, it says, came from people who had never contributed before.
Okay.
And at least one woman was injured on a United flight from Seattle to San Francisco over the weekend. Sunday night, a row of seats came loose on the plane in flight and slid into the passengers behind it.
Be careful, Ms. Greenberg.
I was waiting an hour for these seats to be pulled off of me.
Yes?
I can't believe this. I'm going to sue the airline.
You be careful, Ms. because you only paid for one seat.
That's
and you
right.
You ended up getting four.
Four seats that I didn't want and some skinned shins.
Yes.
Oh, no.
The pilot returned to Seattle and a woman, probably Carol, went to the hospital with a knee injury.
You know, as much as we've flown, when mm-hmm. you're talking about the seats that you have on an airline and you look down at... doesn't that really, in its on a superficial level, appear to be the most, you know,
flimsy.
Locked in? No,
no,
I think they're
no
the opposite. They look like they're bolted into the floor.
They are bolted. Some of the bolts had worked their way loose or perhaps in this case were not tightened. They're constantly changing the configuration of the
seats.
You
know what the worst thing on an airline is? When you're looking at
flatulence?
The window, flatulence
well,
is bad.
That's number one.
When you look at the cracking on the windows,
yep.
like you'll see, you know, you're flying in a plane and you sure. look out and there's a crack mm-hmm. on the window.
I'm sure they allow for it. But if you think about something that has really bad duty,
Right.
An airplane seat
Oh my God, horrible. You feel you're on a 757 that travels cross-country all the time?
Here's my advice. Sit on the pillow.
How many of these have been in there the whole time you've been flying?
And, I mean, you don't even have to be big like me. You see people that are skinny that wedge themselves in and just press with all their might.
Well, smell a plane. I mean, if you've been on a plane that was built in the 80s, you know, I mean, you're just sitting in a fart zone.
And speaking of Greenberg, didn't Peter Greenberg tell us that a lot of the planes were built in, like, the 60s and 70s?
Well, the thing about the what he also said, in fairness to people that fly, and this is the way it is with airlines. I talked to a buddy of mine is into, like, small jets. He flies, you know, rich folks around in the private jets. And they rebuild these planes almost in totality over their lifetime. So it's not like...
Yeah, but I would think that the seats would be almost original. Well, I mean, they'd have to reupholster.
Yeah, they do that too. But, you know, the thing is, as far as safety is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They rebuild the airplane. They do that. But it is frustrating when you get on... And we've been on these planes.
Yeah.
I remember the old TWA. Remember those planes? These planes were the oldest planes. They were like built in the 60s.
I kept looking for Indiana Jones and a Nazi.
You can always tell when you're getting on the plane initially, you know, if you see all the creaky little carts that are just hanging out in the aisle, probably not a modern aircraft.
No.
A little
no.
scary.
Here's your new world order. Workers in Tennessee have voted to skip Labor Day and observe a Muslim holiday instead. Union employees at Tyson's Poultry Processing Plant in Shelbyville, Tennessee, have just signed a new 5-year contract that has them getting a paid day off at Edel Feeder.
How do you feel about that, Carol?
I'm very frustrated. I have been waiting for this piece of chicken for an hour, and I am not going to take it anymore.
You can't get it on a Muslim holiday.
Very, very frustrating. I don't care. What I'm frustrated about is my gas prices, my chicken prices, and the amount of time I spent on that airliner when the four seats landed on me.
I have a question for
What's
you.
What's that?
I know you're frustrated.
Yes, I am frustrated.
Can you put a price on your frustration?
Of course I can.
Edel Feeder marks the end of Ramadan.
That's Edel Feeder?
Edel Feeder.
I remember him.
Edel Feeder. I went to school with a guy.
The end of Ramadan, the Muslim holy month of fasting. When Ramadan's over, Muslims celebrate. And most of the workers at this chicken plant in Tennessee are Muslim.
Okay.
Edel
Feeder?
Yes, that's the name of the holiday.
It's a Muslim holiday?
It is. And most of the workers...
It sounds like a Jewish holiday.
It does.
Chicken plant.
Edel Feeder.
Edel Feeder?
Edel Feeder. Leaving all set, we get the matzah soup.
All I know is when I go on vacation, I don't want my Edel to go hungry. And so I bought myself an Edel Feeder.
And the ratings are out for the top local TV news shows in New York. The Spanish language station is number one with the news in New York at 11. The Fox affiliate is in second place for its late news.
All right. Look for Bill O'Reilly to be wearing a effing sombrero.
Lions and tigers and humans, oh my, when we continue.
All right. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.